You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
On the couch with me, Dr. Michelle. Hope your day's going well. Why don't you make it more so and stick around because we've got a great show today, as usual. Of course, you can call me if you'd like at any time. 323-203-0815. Nice to have you here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to internet talk station. And congratulations for all of our awards from Talkers Magazine. We have the Frontier 50, 50 best talk show hosts in the country, me and Sam in the Morning. Nice to have you all here. Don't forget, guys, if you would like to respond to my guest today or any, if you have any questions or you want to say anything at all, I welcome you to write me on the email, which is attached to the website here on LA Talk Radio. It's docmichelle@aol.com. That's docmichelle@aol.com. And that way, of course, you can always, respond or have questions. Like I said, anything you'd like to do. Of course, my website, drmichelletherapy.com, drmichelle with two L's. therapy.com, find out more about what I'm about, and there you go. Let's get rocking here. Now, you know, most of us worry. We worry constantly. How many thoughts do we have in a day? We're always worrying about the economy, how we're going to make enough money to pay our bills. We worry about trying to manage difficult relationships, right? We focus on physical problems, on and on and on and on. But what if it all goes right? What if you could have more financial success despite what's going on with the economy? What if you could manifest your ideal romantic partner despite bad relationships? What if it all goes right? What if you could improve your physical health? Wouldn't that be fabulous? Well, according to my guest today, Mindy Odlin, you can do all of these things. And Mindy is just about on the line with us. Mindy, are you there? Well, she'll call back. We'll get her up on the line. You know, Mindy is the author of her new book. It's called What If It All Goes Right? What if it all goes right? Well, you know what? It's going to go right after you read this book. I'm going to tell you.
The person you have dialed.
Oh, she just, we've got to get back to her again on the air. Mindy, you can call me back, 323-203-0815. All right. Anyway, Mindy is the author of her new book, and she's a speaker, spiritual teacher. She's a founder of the What If Club. What If Up? What If It's All Good? You can join this, by the way. We'll be telling you more about that in a little bit. She's the founding spiritual leader of Unity Church of Wimberley. She established Unity FM. It's one of the largest spiritual broadcasting networks in the world. And her weekly talk show is called The Leading Edge. So it's all about what if everything actually goes right? What if everything actually goes right in your life? What are you going to do? Now, this is really terrific because what it does is it talks about so many concepts. If you listened to my show before, you know I'm a big fan of books about evolving your brain. You know, I'm cognitive behavioral, but evolvement, quantum physics, that's what I'm about. I'm a fan of books like The Intention Experiment, The Abraham Teachings, The Law of Attraction, you know all that stuff. The Attractor Factor. I'm a big fan of, Joe Vitale. He's been on my show before. He's doing the Ho'oponopono. This is just to name a few. So if you know my show, you know that I'm into improving your mind. So if you want to talk to my guest today, we're going to try to get her up on the line. And we will pull her up right now. Let's see if she's still there. And we're going to call. See if Mindy Odlin is there once again. Had a little bit of connection issues this morning. She's back east. And we're going to see if she's there on the air right now.
Reach the maximum.
Okay, I guess she's not there. Well, we'll have her call back if we can. Let's see if we got it right now. We're still waiting for that ring. Anyway, I encourage you guys to call me if you would like to participate in the show. And we'll see if she's there now. Mindy, are you
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. There's
here.
Our apologies for the line issues here. We are on Skype, of course. We're on internet radio all over the world. So we've got you.
You've got me. I'm all glad right. to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, it's so nice to have you. I was speaking about you and all the wonderful things you've done. Of course,
and I missed it.
That's okay. But I did tell our listeners you're welcome that you are the author of your new book. It's called What If It All Goes Right? And I was telling my listeners that, you know, I'm a big fan of all the, you know, the intention experiment and the teachings of Abraham, the law of attraction and the quantum physics studies, power of the mind and all that. And what I love about your book is you really nail it. You put all these ideas into concise understanding. You make it easy for people. It's really a terrific read, and I appreciate it because it's also a workbook. And this is also what I think people need sometimes is not only to read, but also to work through some of their thoughts and feelings and kind of rethink and start changing the way that they're thinking.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's something to read the books, but if you don't put those ideas into practice, it doesn't really move us forward.
That's really true. That's
yeah,
really
that
true.
Helps.
You know, in your book, Mindy, you say, what if, right? It mm-hmm. carries that power to create, and it carries mm-hmm. the power to destroy.
Yes. What if? Yeah. You know, I think that those two little words mm-hmm. are probably the greatest indicator of our success is how do we use those words?
Yeah.
And people laugh when they hear the title of the book, What If It All Goes Right? Because
right.
they're so used to thinking, what if it all goes wrong?
Exactly.
And, you know, it's the same what if, and it's yeah. the same imagination that comes up with either scenario. And so it's interesting how often so many of us were brought up in an environment where that's what we learned to do is, you know, what if it all goes wrong? And what's the worst case scenario? And we plan for that. And we have our contingency plans and all the energy that
exactly.
we put into those worst case scenarios. And so this book is really about, you know, what if we put the same amount of energy or maybe even more energy into seeing the best possible outcome
yeah.
using that same question, what if, our same power of imagination to envision our best case scenario so that we can then step into it, lean into it, and live into it.
Gosh, you know, it's so true. And then we, of course, always have people, and I do in my practice, and I know you have folks in your audiences and, you know, who talk to you, and they say, but, you know, there's so much going on. The economy is so bad, and I have poor health, and I've always had bad relationships, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just like, and we always think, because we've been brought up, you know, our parents always says, well, what if it all goes, you know, wrong? What if you
right.
get into an accident? You know, so it's like
right.
that.
You got to be prepared for those things.
Exactly. It's that knee-jerk reaction.
It's interesting how seldom we prepare for our success.
Yes.
I was at a little party in our neighborhood, and I was telling the neighbors about my book. And, yeah, I said, oh, it's called What If It All Goes Right? And she said, oh, I don't even want to go there. I don't
yes.
even want to think about what that would look like.
Exactly.
Like, really? You don't want to even think about what that would look like if
yeah.
everything went right? Like, what stops us from doing that? What stops us from allowing ourselves
yes.
to go there?
Yes, exactly.
Because it's just as easy. It's just as easy to think about what could go right as it is to think about what could go wrong. It's just a lot of us have more practice in looking at the dark side.
Exactly.
Because we want to feel safe, like we're ready for anything.
Right.
When really, the more we know about the mind, the more we can see that it's really important to be able to envision those best case scenarios. And what is it that you want? And how big can you dream?
Right.
So that we can turn those dreams into realities.
Yeah. And you and I have already talked, and I've always been a fan of the quantum physics concepts,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is and what could be, you know, the particles in the universe,
mm-hmm.
to help clients create their lives and, you know, the way they would like. I always work on that. I try. And I love the way you described how these, it is quantum physics, how these subatomic particles work with how we feel. Can you talk more about that a little bit?
Yeah, I talk in the book about it. It makes me think about the refrigerator. You know,
yeah.
It's like we say that everything in the universe, every particle exists as one of two ways. It's
right.
either form, you know, or it exists in this field of infinite possibilities.
Yes.
So the analogy I use in the book is it's kind of like the refrigerator. You never know. How do you know that the light goes off when you close the door? We never
right.
get to see it, you know,
no.
but it does. I mean, there's studies that are allowing us to prove some of these quantum concepts that
yes.
tell us that when we focus on something, it exists. And
yes.
when we take that focus away, it disappears. You know,
yes.
and how do you study that? It's such a fascinating science to me.
Exactly.
And it's amazing the studies being done right now that are actually finding these. It's like the more we know, the more we know we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
mm-hmm.
these things that they're discovering. And we don't really know what it all means,
yep.
but we're seeing that there is a connectedness.
Yes.
Amongst, you know, all of life, and that we are a part of that, and that every thought that we think is sending forth something into this quantum field that
yes.
is impacting everything
yes,
in the
exactly.
universe, which is quite astounding.
It's so true. No, it really is astounding. And, you know, that's in keeping with, you know, the movie that came out a while ago that you have to watch about 20 times. It's What the Bleep Do We Know? But
yes.
it does. It has all the quantum physicians that are on, you know, that are experts in talking about this and the power of the thought, which has been, of course, an old age-old concept. But, I mean, they really are able to find, you know, these particles and how the mind matches up with manifestation of material. And that's
mm-hmm.
the way it works. Also, the intention experiment, of course, Lynn McTaggart, you mentioned, she's one of the pioneers in this and explains all
yes.
about, you know, these experiments. And there's so many new ones now, like you said, that they're doing, Mindy.
I know. It's exciting. And what I love about Lynn is she's a journalist. She comes from a very, you know, give me the facts and just the
exactly.
facts. And she's been studying this a long time.
Exactly.
And her studies, you know, she wanted to start on a grand scheme. But what she realized in terms of the science is you really have to start very, very small.
Yes.
So she's doing all of these really interesting studies that are like, you know, they'll take an audience. She speaks to a lot of audiences and they'll take three packets of seeds. Little bean seeds or something,
yeah,
and they'll
yeah.
pick one of the three at random, and they'll send a blessing to it that this little packet of seeds, when you plant it, it's going to grow bigger and better and
yes,
brighter and healthier
yes,
than all the others.
Yes.
And then they'll send off all the seeds to some laboratory in some other country,
yes.
and they'll, you know, the scientists won't know which one was blessed, but sure enough, one packet will grow bigger and greener and stronger, and you know,
oh,
it'll
wow.
sprout first, it'll live the longest, it'll get the biggest, and it's inevitably the one that has received that intention and that blessing.
Yes.
So we're able to not maybe know why it is that way, but to know that there seems to be some kind of correlation between
yes.
the thoughts that we're sending forth for ourselves and for others and for all of life. That does make
true.
A difference.
It's so true. And you know, all those experiments they've done on, you know, having people who come into large cities. Was that the study done in Washington, D.C., where they
mm-hmm.
had a huge study of how many people did they have? Hundreds of people came in and focused on a piece, and the crime actually lowered in
yes.
Washington, D.C. And
yes.
yeah, it was just, it is the power of the masses of the mind, but also the singular mind that's so powerful and can create almost anything. It's just that we have to realize that.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
what I love about that study in particular is that the people, they were transcendental meditation people, and they
yeah.
came together thinking that they were coming just to a conference. They didn't come with the intention of lowering the crime rate.
Yes, yes.
They came to practice meditation. But the people who were putting on the study actually had predicted the decrease in the crime rate
mm-hmm.
before the study began.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people not even knowing they were part of the study, what's amazing to me is when we find that place of peace within ourselves,
yes.
that it does create peace around us in ways that, you know, it's hard to explain. In Washington, D.C., in the middle of summer,
wow.
why the crime rate would suddenly drop 20%+.
Well,
it happened.
Yeah, it sure did. Isn't that amazing? It does come down, I think, to the vibration of thought and, you know, mm-hmm. having such an effect over others' minds. You know, it's amazing. You talk about high alignment in your book, and I just, by the way, I just loved it. It was so good. What is that, and how can we get to that high alignment?
Well, to me, you know, I think that, you know, we have choice in terms of our thoughts. I believe there is a divine power. There's a presence that we can tap into, and I think we can know that we're there because of how it feels.
Yes.
So, you know, I talk about our wisdom and using that wisdom to be able to sort of do a gut check. You know, are my thoughts that I would call thoughts that are in high alignment? Are they thoughts that are thoughts of possibility? Are they thoughts that are thoughts of love? Are they mm-hmm. thoughts that are thoughts of compassion?
Mm-hmm.
Are they thoughts, you know, when we're looking at what we want to create in our life, am I telling myself it's possible? That when we're doing that, that those are the thoughts that I believe are thoughts that are aligned with the truth of who we are.
Yes.
Versus those little, you know, ego thoughts that say, well, what if I can't? Or what if now's not the time? What if I don't have the money? What if people don't approve? And all those lower thoughts that mm-hmm. we can mm-hmm. feel. I mean, they just sort of suck the life out of our ideas.
Yes.
We can feel that that's not leading us forward towards creating what we want. So high alignment is when we consciously choose to use our imagination to create those thoughts that are aligned with the highest aspects of who we are.
Yes, yes.
It makes all the difference.
It so does. It's so difficult for many people. You know, I have clients who come and say, I'm only human. You know, I have fears and worries and things happen like car accidents and losing jobs
mm-hmm.
and problem relationships and, you know, how can we find the good in all that's going on? And you talk about that. It's the what if up process.
Yes. Yes. We call it what if upping because you can use your what if in an up way or in a down way.
Yep.
So rather than what if downing and saying what if it doesn't work, we what if up and say, well, what if it does?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and people will say, you know, I'm only human. And I don't say, you know, we're not only human.
Yes.
We're partly human.
Yes.
And really the greater part of us is so much more than just our physical reality or outer circumstances.
Yes.
And we have this ability to look at anything. And I bet everyone listening right now has something in their life that at the time they thought it was terrible, mm-hmm. and now that they're moved them forward in their life in some way, and they would probably look back and say, you know, it wasn't fun, it wasn't pretty, I didn't enjoy it at the time.
Yes.
But if that hadn't happened, then I wouldn't be where I am now.
Exactly.
And so there's a blessing in it that it's easier to see in retrospect.
Yes.
But we can use our imagination to help us find those blessings sooner.
Exactly.
And that helps us move through those difficult times a little more gracefully.
I agree. And that's a wonderful point, you know. And also, you know, on a further note, it's sometimes we can't figure out why this happened or how it did get us to a better place. But you know what? We sure learn from it. We sure learn how we probably created it and brought it into our lives, you know. And we have to kind of realign ourselves and sort of figure out exactly, you know, our responsibility in those things and stuff. So
right. Well, and I always tell people when you're looking at, I think what happens sometimes is we create something, we manifest something, and it's not exactly what we had on our vision board.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
And so we think, well, where am I off? You know, what did I mess up?
Right.
And as soon as we start harping on that, I see this happen all the time. We start saying, oh, this isn't what I had on my vision board. What am I doing wrong? And those what am I doing wrong types of questions. Your wisdom's going to tell you that that's not taking you any closer to where you want to be.
Yes.
So I always say start with where you are, and if where you are is in a pit, then start in a pit.
Yes.
But look at where you want to go.
Exactly.
And not get so stuck into the why did I get here, because for all we know, that pit is the perfect first step for that new journey that you want to take. It's just sometimes hard to see it if it's not what we thought it was going to look like.
So true. It's so true. You talk about amping up, you know, our enthusiasm. You know, how does that kind of, how do we do that? And how does that inspire action towards, you know, getting the things we want?
Well, you know, I think when we get our imagination lined up and we're mm-hmm. creating these thoughts that say, you know, what if I can do this? What if this is easy? What if the resources are right here? Then what if, you know, everything that I want is right here at my fingertips?
Mm-hmm.
We create those types of ideas, and then our wisdom, that peace with our heart is going to say yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we start feeling that yes inside of us, and when those two things line up, it's like click. The enthusiasm is just sort of the natural response to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's that knowing that, okay, now you got it. You got the mindset right. Your gut is saying yes. Your heart is saying yes.
Yeah.
Now it's time to move into action.
Yeah.
And it's a totally different kind of action than the action that says, oh, well, I'm supposed to do this because everybody does this.
Right,
well, I have a responsibility to do that, so I have to do that.
Yes.
This is a totally different kind of action, and it's so inspiring that to not do it is, like, uncomfortable.
People
get fidgety until they take the action because it's calling to them so strongly.
Wow.
And that's what enthusiasm lets us know, is that, okay, we're there, it's ready, it's time to move, to take action.
And it is kind of, isn't it kind of like a snowball effect, Mindy? I mean, the more enthusiasm and excited you feel, it kind of elevates your vibration, for lack of a better word. You know, it's elevating that intention and that focus, and you are, you know, we are like receivers, aren't we? And we transmit energy out there, and we sort of receive only, you know, what we can allow ourselves to, based on that thought process we have, or the vibration, or however you want to say it.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, and it is like a snowball, you know. I think people expect to, you know, go straight from snowflake to snowman.
Exactly.
You know, you have to kind of let it build a little bit.
Yeah.
People say, oh, my gosh, Mindy, you're so perky. I'm like, well, I've been doing this for a long time.
Well, good for you.
And there are ups and downs, and I think wherever you may be, you may not be one step away from enthusiasm.
Right.
You may be several steps away from enthusiasm.
Right.
You can still start aligning your thoughts to get you one step closer and one step closer, and let that snowball build until, you know, as you said, it's like once you get there and you start taking those actions and you start seeing things show up, it just gets, it accelerates the whole process.
I think so, and it is. And once you start feeling good, you probably will feel better, and you do kind of roll through. We do just kind of, it's very zen the way you have to, you know, when things that are not great are happening to you, just allow, lessen. Next, you know, try to keep it on that higher level. I love it because, Mindy, you live, you know, what you write. You are who, everything you say, you know, you have that energy. You are living the life. And by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, you are listening to my guest, Mindy Odlin. She's the author of the book, What If It All Goes Right? Here on LA Talk Radio. And we're going to talk about how you can get a hold of the book. It is, honestly, it's one of the best books I've read. Comprehensive books. It's a wonderful fun read, and it's also a workbook. It has interesting tools you can use to help you make your life going well, you know, get things going up, you know. So let's keep moving here about, you know, letting go. You know, you talk about the importance of letting go, of the need to change, you know, to fix or control the outer circumstances. This, I hear and I understand and I know, for me, has been one of the most difficult things to do. So what do you suggest to help us just kind of let go, you know?
I think it's harder to let go if you are allowing those outer circumstances to dictate your inner experience.
Okay.
When everything you are feeling inside is a response to what's happening on the outside, it's natural that we would want to fix what's going on outside so that we can feel good.
Right.
What this process helps you do is it helps you to sort of claim your power over your internal world.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you're able to find that peace, no matter what's going on around you, the less we tend to want to dictate what's going on around us.
Exactly.
And what I find when people are brainstorming, and we have these what-if-up circles where people mastermind and brainstorm and ideas flow, is that when people are not attached to an idea or a project or an intention, the ideas flow so much more easily. They're like divinely inspired ideas. There's nothing blocking those ideas.
Yes.
But when someone has an objective and they feel like they know how it's supposed to look, and if it doesn't look that way, then they think they're off track, it squelches the flow of ideas so that they're not as accessible. So I think it's kind of realized what it's costing us
to
feel like we need to hang on so tight that it would be easier to let go.
Exactly. And allow it to come
and
to
allow.
You know? What's funny is that reminds me of something, you know, that in the Abraham teachings, the law of attraction, you know, it Esther Hicks, you know, talks about when we do let go and things come to us, we just allow things to come to us when we're sort of ready. It's just that frequency that allows us to, you know, kind of connect. And we're, how is it going to come to us? I did this, and I tried this action, and I did this, and I haven't seen any success. And she says, it's none of your business how it's going to come to you. Just know you're manifesting it. It is going to come to you. It's none of your business.
Right.
Don't try to figure it out, because that's blocking the energy again, you know.
Right. All of that is our mind saying, it's not here. Why not? It's not here. Why not?
Exactly.
It's not here. Why not?
Right.
Like, if we really listen to ourselves, it's like, oh, I'm the why not.
Exactly.
Just let go.
Exactly.
Like Esther says, is go with the flow and hold on to the vision and hold on to those positive thoughts that are taking you one snowflake closer to that snowman, you know, one step at a time.
And that's what you're talking about all the time. And, you know, it's Mindy, it's, you know, we always say love, you know, love, of course, it's the best thing to create good feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, you take that step further in your book. You talk about appreciating our present reality and mm-hmm. the science of love. So what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us, we hear love and we're like, oh yeah, loving each other or loving the things that we do, loving life. And we understand love on that level. And what I hear a lot of times when people are wanting to create something is they'll start from a place of, you know, well, I don't like my house situation right now. I don't like where I live, so I want to create a different living environment. Or I don't like my job, so I want to create a better job. I don't like my relationship, so I want a better relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that they're wanting to create is coming from a place of not loving where they are.
Yes.
And so I usually start with that. I say, if you're not loving your present reality, then to create a different reality is much more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So the first place I start with people, if they're saying that they're wanting to create something in order to change something else, it's like, well, let's just start with the present reality. And how can we use that what if question? How can we use your imagination to reframe the way you're looking at your current reality?
Yes.
You know, what if you're just grateful that you have a roof over your head right
now? There you go.
That's everything around you is giving you evidence and clarity for what you want in that next chapter?
Yes.
And what if you appreciate that all along the way? So you can use your imagination to reframe your present reality
mm-hmm.
in a way that gives you peace where you are. And when you have peace where you are, creating the next thing is so much easier, because now you're aligned in the power of love.
Exactly.
Loving what is.
Yes. And, it, you know, it is being thankful. It's that whole idea of gratitude. You know, you do have a roof over your head. Some people don't have a roof over their head. And, you know, those that don't, possibly something went wrong. You know, it's interesting, you know, in some parts of Los Angeles here, there are a lot of homeless people. There are a lot of people kind of living on the streets. And when I go into some of those areas, I try to give food. If I have food in my car, I try to give, hopefully they won't spend the money on drugs. And I hope, you know, sometimes I give them money or whatever I can do. And I think there's a lot of really giving people here in the city of Los Angeles. But it's sort of like a continual, you know, habit that they don't think they can get out of, literally out of the streets. You know, they need to think about the reality of, okay, I sort of created this for whatever reason. How can I accept help, and how can I open myself up to getting, you know, that help to people? And what I feel like doing is taking your book and buying it mass quantities and just handing it out to a lot of people, you know, so they can understand. To start creating, you know, gratitude, to start creating a positive thinking, to start taking more actions towards going to those helpful centers where they can get some therapy, get some job help, get some skills, get, you know, that kind of thing. And and it does. It doesn't have to. It's not all about people who are, you know, all about success. It's about people from the very, you know, lower, you know, parts of vibrations in life who just don't think they have ever had a chance. So,
I mean, this is really about, you know, how do you find hope when it's been a long time since you've known hope? I mean, it may be that for, and I know a lot of people going through, you know, challenges with the economy or losing a job or losing a loved one or having a health crisis.
Right.
And, you know, what we need before anything, before the doctors, before the community resources, what we need is to have hope so that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And so if we can give people that and say, you know, what if this, you know, I think of my friend Joe Vitale. I mean, what
yeah.
if this time on the streets gives you a message to share with the world that causes them to listen in a new way?
Yes.
What if it causes you to understand the needs of people so that you can serve
yes.
in a way that eliminates homelessness?
Yes.
You know, what if we eliminate homelessness just because people who have been there decide that they want to eliminate it, or people who have seen it and said, you know, my heart goes out to,
yes.
to you. And what if their presence is part of the piece of the puzzle that creates the solution?
Yes.
So once we can reframe and find, you know, what is the light in this tunnel, you know, and sometimes mm-hmm. we have to really activate the imagination to find it,
mm-hmm.
but it's there. It's always there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we grab onto that and use that to help us move forward.
Mm. That's really well put. And by the way, if you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And, of course, my special guest today is Mindy Odlin. She's the author of really one of the best books I've ever read on changing your life. It's called What If It All Goes Right? And it's so nice to have you here. And I really, you know, this is so cool because I know my listeners are just eating this up. And I really hope they get a hold of your book because it is life-changing. You know, it really is. It's a comfortable read, and it's really, there's a lot of workbook part in it too, where you folks can write things down and consider your thoughts and sort of be where you're at now and go from there. So, you know, Mindy, we're talking about the power of thought and feelings and how these vibrations affect our life, of course. And you also write about the other really important element, and that it kind of reminds me of the movie, with Jim Carrey, you know, the yes, say yes to everything. But
yes, man.
yes, I am. It's true, that important element of action. You got to take
yes.
the action. And
yes.
why is that so important?
Well, you know, I preface this chapter by saying, you know, your wisdom is going to guide you to your yes.
Yes.
You know, what do you say yes to? I love the movie Yes Man because he just says yes to everything.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
exactly.
When we're used to saying no to everything,
right.
sometimes saying yes to everything just kind of gets us out of that mode.
It does.
But ultimately, at the end of that movie, it's really about, you know, what's your wisdom mm-hmm. guiding you to say yes to?
Yes.
So, you know, I would say if you haven't really taken the time to go within and find your yes, like where does your yes live in you? Is it in your heart? Is it in your gut? Is it in your mind
mm-hmm.
when you have a new idea? Find mm-hmm. your yes.
Okay.
And let that yes guide you into action, that we do have to take action. It's not just, you know, going into a cave and meditating and changing the world that way, although...
Yes.
You know, the quantum science says that will actually have an impact.
Right,
so I think
right.
that we're here. I think we've chosen this human experience so that we can have human experiences,
yes.
so that we can sculpt and build and create and take these ideas that I think are these divine gifts
yes.
and express them. You know, are we here on the planet to eliminate homelessness? Are we here to eliminate poverty? Are
mm-hmm.
we here to create beauty and art? You know, what is it that we're feeling called to do, and where is that yes?
Mm-hmm.
And then that yes, when we feel it, it's going to guide us into the expression of it.
Yes.
We get the idea, and the action is just the natural fulfillment. The whole thing is a cycle that just keeps going and going and going.
Right.
So it's not like you have to have the action that takes you all the way to the end of the rainbow.
Right.
But the action that takes you to the next step across that bridge, and the next step
yes,
across that bridge.
Yes.
That we do have to be in action.
Right.
To get there.
Right, exactly.
It's a physical journey.
That's right. That's
yeah.
that's why we're in this physical journey as well, you know, and our actions, everything we do action-wise, it creates vibrations and it changes
it
things in our lives, whether they're good or bad. And we'll hopefully
yes.
learn from those.
Actions, or I say inaction is action as well. And
yes.
we think that inaction is the opposite of action, but
yes.
inaction is just another way to express action. And sometimes for me, my guidance is, you know, hang tight. This is not the time.
Pull
and,
back.
And so mm-hmm. you use your wisdom to know when is the time to reflect and to go within. And
mm-hmm.
then when is it time to get out there and pound the streets and do whatever it takes, whatever
yeah,
you feel guided to do
exactly.
to make your vision a reality.
It's so true. It's really so important that people kind of get that, you know?
Yeah.
You talk about, and there, you know what, Mindy, there, it's funny because I was reading about where you talk about readers to be the authors of their own lives. There's a, you know, there's
yeah.
this old school therapy technique where, you know, you write the script of your life. How
yeah.
are you going to change that script of your life to make it work for you? And you go much further than that. And you ask your readers to kind of consider whether they're acting as a thermometer or a thermostat. So I love that part of the book. What can you explain more about that concept?
Yeah, I heard that analogy years ago, yeah. And it really stuck with me. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about a thermometer, mm-hmm. you know, a thermometer is going to reflect to you what the temperature is.
Right.
If it's hot outside, it's going to say 100 degrees. If it's cold, it's going to say 32 degrees. It's
yep.
going to reflect what is.
Yes.
Now, your thermostat is different because your thermostat, you set mm-hmm. for the temperature that you want. So if it's cold in the house and you want it warmer, you set your thermostat to make it warmer. So there are some people who are sort of go through their lives
yeah.
like a thermometer. And whatever is going on in the world, whatever is going on in their family, whatever is going on at the office,
yes.
they'll come home reflecting that,
yeah.
saying,
yeah.
oh, okay, it's crazy at the office, so they come home crazy.
Right, exactly.
Traffic was awful, so they come back in a rage.
That's right.
They're reflecting everything that is around them, which is what a thermometer does.
Right.
Now, a thermostat is another choice. That's when we say, okay, I'm going to set the temperature mm-hmm. in this household.
Yeah.
And if it's hot outside or cold outside, it doesn't matter to me because I'm setting the thermostat. And we all have that ability, that choice to say, you know what? It can be burning up outside, and I'm going to be cool inside.
Yes.
You know, it can be cold outside. It can be freezing. It could be, you know, below right. zero out there.
Right.
But inside, I'm going to set my thermostat so that I have warmth in my heart
yes.
in a world that may seem cold out there.
Yes.
So that we have that ability to choose which story we want to tell.
Exactly.
Are we the thermometer or are we the thermostat?
Right. No, that's
much more fun.
Uh-huh. No, go ahead, Mindy. I'm sorry.
I was going to say the thermostat is just much more fun because we get to control. We're in control of the experience that we have
yes.
versus putting it on the outside world.
Right. We sure do, you know. And, you know, keeping within that thought, we've all heard about the importance of, you know, we need to follow our passions. We need to follow our desires. We need to follow our bliss. And
mm-hmm.
and you talk about this and also about, you know, taking the inspired action. And why do you say that this may be the most important chapter of your book?
Well, I think, you know, it's so important to listen to our hearts.
Mm.
And I talk a lot in the book about the Institute of Heart Math and all the studies they're doing, just about how important it is to really go within, go into your heart. Years ago, I talked with Bruce Lipton, who's a very well-known
yeah.
molecular biologist.
Right.
And at the time, I was doing a lot of speaking out on university campuses and working with young people and young leaders.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, Bruce, if you had one message that you would give to a young person today,
mm-hmm.
and I think you know, I could ask the same question today. I said, what would that message be from a scientific perspective as a molecular biologist?
Cool question.
And what he said to me was, yeah, he said, I would tell them from a scientific perspective as a molecular biologist to follow their heart.
Wow.
Because when you don't follow your heart,
right.
you put your entire body out of sync.
Wow.
And you'll see people who are in jobs they don't like,
yeah.
and they're sick all the time. They don't right. have any energy. They can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Versus if you look at someone who's living their passion and living on purpose and doing what they love,
yes.
you notice they never need a sick day?
Yes.
No, they have endless energy. Like, where does that come from? It comes from following our heart, because
yes.
when we follow our heart, every cell in our body is going to line up to support us
right.
in following that bliss. And if we don't do that, then we create an inner conflict that expresses in terms of, you know, illness or
mm-hmm.
fatigue or depression, all these different things that we experience when we're doing something that's not what we feel like we're put on the planet to do.
Mm. That is so important. That is, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
the whole key. And people really have to realize that. Follow the heart,
yeah.
follow the dream, because we are out of sync. And of course, you know, we talk about the enthusiasm and the excitement, and you're not going to have that if you are out of sync. You're not going
right.
to put out that energy. And, you know, it's all very scientific.
Yeah. We've got science now that can back up what the spiritual teachers have been teaching us for 2,000 years.
So
we can finally now look at the science and say, see,
exactly.
they were right about that.
Exactly.
Love each other. See, that
there
was right.
Exactly. You know, Mindy, you talk about, you know, spiritual teachers. I'm really fascinated with you. You're really young and you're so enlightened. How did you get started on this journey? I mean, what really inspired you to become so spiritual and teach others?
Well, for me, this whole what if process started as an entrepreneur, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying, having that dream of I want to be a speaker. I remember
mm-hmm.
seeing Les Brown when I was in my 20s.
Yes.
And saying, ooh, I want to do that.
That's wonderful.
That was awesome.
Right.
And being very shy and very much an introvert,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just been one tiny step at a time but it's constant stepping.
Yes.
You know, so they haven't been major quantum leaps, most of them.
Yes.
But all of them have been steps forward.
Right.
And so as an entrepreneur, you know, living in this little cabin up in the Baltimore area uh-huh. and working out of my basement
uh-huh.
and knowing that I needed to reach out to other people. I found this women's support group that was just awesome, all entrepreneurs and all studying Abraham Hicks, you know, back a decade or more ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And we knew how important it was to stay energized and enthusiastic and on purpose as we were creating our business. So we just create these little games.
Wow.
How do we ramp up our energy so that we can stay focused and keep moving even when it can be kind of isolating sometimes as an entrepreneur or solopreneur. So that's kind of how I got started with What Ifing. And it wasn't until much later that I, you know, then the secret came out. And, like, wow, this really is something that can help a lot of people. And
exactly.
So we got to get this out to the world.
Exactly.
Now's the time.
Well, good for you. And no, you're just, you know, you opened yourself up to become one of those vehicles to really help other people. And you do it so well in your book. You really do it very clearly. You know, a lot of my clients experience depression, you know, and this is a common theme in our society. And of course, all the pressures going on. They talk about types of trauma in their lives, you know, and then one of the most common diagnoses now is PTSD, of course. And I'm not just talking about, you know, people who've come back from wars, although that's really significant, but also I'm talking about people who just have had trauma from abuse and, you know, things that have been sort of implanted in their mind about who they are, which is not really worthwhile individuals, things like that. And how can you help listeners understand how they can, you talk about creating from the darkness. And this is what I hear a lot of clients describe. Oh, I'm in such a dark place. And I went, aha, I got to ask Mindy about this. This is a good one.
Well, you know, and I've had my, you know, dark night of the soul. I think we all kind of go through through those places in our life, those times in our life that are really defining moments where we look at, you know, is this, am I going to live the rest of my life like this?
Yes.
Or am I going to take the step, one step after the other, to move through it? And the story I tell in the book is about, you know, a very close friend of mine who suffered from some severe depression and was on medication that ended up not being a good medication. All these, everything going wrong.
Right.
And she found herself, you know, one day just sitting on the couch, just wondering if she was ever going to get off that couch, like literally, am I going to die on this couch?
Yes. Yeah.
And she knew that she was at that point where it was just her decision. Am I going to make it off this couch someday, or am I just going to let myself die here? And so she thought in her mind, she said that what if thought came up. And the only thought she could hold on to that she could really feel was true for her, like wasn't this like warm, fuzzy,
right.
you know, fluff.
Exactly.
And she thought that question. She said, well, what if I stand up?
Wow.
Like, if I can stand up, then I know that I'm not going to die on this couch.
Yes.
And that was it. I mean, that was as far as she could stretch, but she could stretch that far.
Yes.
And she sat there and thought about it for like half an hour before she actually stood up.
Yes.
But once she stood up, it's like, okay. It's, you know, it's not like the whole problem went away, but she knew she was going to make it to the other side.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And that's the power of the question is you don't have to get yourself completely to the other side. Just get yourself one tiny step forward, one step at a time. Keep moving in that direction, and eventually you get there.
Exactly.
And it doesn't take as long as you think it's going to take.
No,
it really doesn't once you start heading in that direction.
It's so true, Mindy. You know, little bit, as much as you can do, possibly do, just a little bit better, elevate your mood, just elevate, do something, do a little bit of action every day. You know, I think a lot of people, you're right, tend to think that, oh, I have to go 180. You know, I have to all of a sudden jump up and be full of joy, and there's no way that I can feel happiness where I'm at. And it's all about taking those, the baby step concepts, you know, are really true. They're really true. So,
I mean, if you can jump up and be happy about it, that's great too. But it's really, this is not about pretending to feel something that you're not feeling. It's about being aware of where you are.
Yeah.
Because once you're aware of where you are and you're aware of where you want to go, then it's just walking the steps across that bridge.
That's so
one step
true.
At a time.
That's so true. Great advice, Mindy. Hey, where can listeners get a hold of your book? And if they want to get in touch with you and, you know, ask you questions, things like that, how can they do that?
Well, two places. One is our website at whatifup.com.
Right.
And I do a little weekly what if. There's always something new on there. And there's also a link to the book. If you purchase the book through the website, I've got a 5-week self-study course that I send out to everyone that I send the book out to. So your listeners are invited to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on the website, there's links to for people who like audiobooks, for the commuters who are in the car all the
time.
There
you go.
It's available on iTunes and Audible and all that, so you can just Google,
wonderful.
You know, what if it all goes right and find that.
Yeah.
We also have a Facebook page, Facebook.com/whatisup.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are, like, feeling stuck, like, you know, I don't know how to – I had someone post something on Facebook after the earthquake.
Yes.
In Japan, saying, I don't know how to what if up this.
Right, right.
No
exactly.
idea. Where do we go with this?
Right.
And it was amazing to see the community come forth sharing ideas of hope and possibility that could come forth from such
devastation.
You know, such a huge disaster.
Yeah.
Such devastation. To be able to find glimmers of hope and to actually have one of our readers posted a blog from someone who was actually there saying, you know, that it had created possibility for community and reaching out and helping people.
Right.
And she said that it felt like the Japan of 50 years ago when everybody knew each other, everybody helped each other, that something had been born out of that tragedy that was very sacred and holy.
Hmm.
And so we get to explore that together. What is the possible good that could come out of something so devastating?
And that really, you know, that's so important to do that. Well, listen, folks, again, if you want to get in touch with Mindy, whatifup.com, that's where to go. And then from there, you can get a hold of her book and learn more about Mindy herself. And thank you so much for being on my show today. It's just really an honor talking with you. You're a great author and a great speaker, and I just I'm looking forward to your next book.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Michelle. It has been great being here on the couch with you. Thank you.
All right. Take good care, and thanks for what you give to everybody.
Thank you.
All right, Mindy. All right, once again, my guest, Mindy Odlin, the author of her new book, What If It All Goes Right? She's a speaker, spiritual teacher, founder of the What If Up Club. Of course, you can join that again on her website. And it's just about that time you and I split. You can stay on the couch if you'd like. This is Dr. Michelle, and I thank you so much for enjoying me. And my guest speaker, Mindy Odlin. CBS News is coming up next, and do have a good day. You can find me at DrMichelleTherapy.com, DrMichelleTherapy.com. If you have any questions or comments, questions about problems, relationships, anything, let me know. It's DrDocMichelle@AOL.com. Do take care of yourself, as I always say, because then you'll be great for others. Alrighty, bye-bye.
Flashing red.